This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember this. This was all the rage last week. Well, over the weekend, Phil Mickelson and what he wanted to do on 13, hit a moving ball, all that kind of stuff. The U.S. Open at Shinnecock.
Question, what happened over at 13?
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on. It's my understanding of the rules. I've had multiple times where I've wanted to do that. I just finally did.
Okay, so 4 days after that initial violation of golf rules by hitting that moving ball, Mickelson apologized Wednesday. He said, and I quote, "I know this should have come sooner, but it's taken me a few days to calm down. My anger and frustration got the best of me last weekend. I'm embarrassed and disappointed by my actions. It was clearly not my finest moment, and I'm sorry." End quote. All right, Mickelson, he was struggling in the third round, as you heard there. Got to the 13th green. The bogey putt from above the hole was going to run past it. Maybe it was going to run off the green. He hustled up and hit a moving ball. Now, when he says, this is the part I have, the problem I have with his apology. I don't have a problem with his apology. If it makes you feel better and it's therapeutic, then go ahead and apologize.
Yeah, he texted that to, I'm not sure how many golf writers. That's right. What he did. I looked at his social media account, which I guess he doesn't control. His hat sponsor does. But to see if he did that, like a lot of guys, like Tiger Woods would have done that. That's right. He uses social media. Phil does not.
Phil, like, sent it to like Doug Ferguson school. From the AP and said, hey, give this to the guys.
Yeah, probably Dulac.
One of those. So he says, "I know I should have come sooner, but it's taken me a few days to calm down. My anger and frustration got the best of me last weekend," he says. Well, okay. But initially he said he knew he was using a loophole in the rules. So he was lying from the very beginning, right?
I think it was Pompiani. I think Bob was on with, you know, he's on with Cook and Pony on Wednesdays, and I heard, I'm pretty sure it was Bob that brought this up, that apparently he could be heard asking like a rules guy in between the 13th and the 13th green, 14th hole when he walked off. So what happens now?
Meaning it was like, what's the penalty?
Right. So he didn't know.
Okay.
You know, maybe he thought that. Now, the USGA could have DQ'd him. They had the discretion to do that, even though that's not the official rule per se. But I don't know. It's just a strange situation. He just lost his mind. Temporary insanity.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. The apology or no apology, people are just always going to remember that act. People, if he never apologized, Mickelson, for this, like, this is a blip on the radar, the apology. It does. If it makes him feel better, then all the glory to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, good for you. You can sleep better at night or whatever. To the masses, to the golf-watching masses, to the sports, the people that consume sports, I don't think it means a hill of beans that he did or didn't apologize. You know? If it's therapeutic for him, though, so be it.
Yeah.
But for me, I still think he's lying through his teeth that he knew and did that on purpose, finding a loophole in the rules.
Yeah, you're probably right. And the other thing, and I know in his apology, he said this should have happened sooner, and he's right. Mickelson is so PR conscious of doing things the right way and showing up for his sponsors and really mingling with fans. He does that as well as anybody, as far as I know. That's something that you would have thought he would have been on this right away, even Sunday, like attacking it on the you know, Fox Sports and other golf channel, other venues, to say, hey, look, man, I really screwed this up, and I apologize, you know, whatever. I am surprised it took him this long, because he's aware of all that stuff and that he could have taken care of it much earlier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.